Hey there! Welcome to another episode of our podcast, From Not to Bot. Today, we're diving into something super important for businesses wanting to thrive in this competitive world: the role of sales development representatives, SDRs, in sales motions and generating pipeline. Absolutely, Alex. SDRs are often the unsung heroes of sales, you know, turning cold prospects into warm opportunities. But what exactly do they do, and why are they so crucial for revenue growth?
That's a great question, Zoe. Before we jump into that, let's introduce ourselves. I'm Alex Turner, your co-host, tuning in from the heart of tech innovation, San Francisco.
And I'm Zoe Lane, chatting with you from Washington, D.C., where policy meets innovation. Together, we're bringing you insights from the intersection of technology, sales, and marketing. All right, Alex, let's kick things off with the basics. What's an SDR?
An SDR, or Sales Development Representative, is all about engaging potential clients through consistent outreach and lead qualification. They're a crucial part of the sales funnel, connecting with as many leads as they can, qualifying them, and pushing them to the next step in the sales process.
Exactly. And even though the role is often entry level, it's absolutely pivotal for any company wanting to build a steady revenue stream. But hiring and maintaining a team of skilled SDRs can be, well, it can be time consuming and costly.
That's a big point, Zoe. Many startups start with founder-led sales because it's cost-effective. But as they grow, the need for a dedicated sales team grows too, to keep leads from going cold.
And that's when the decision to hire an SDR comes into play. But how do companies know when it's the right time to bring one on board?
There are several signs, Zoe. Like, if leads aren't getting follow-ups, or if there's no cross-selling or upselling happening, it might be time to think about hiring an SDR.
Another red flag is when offers are clogging up the sales pipeline, or if the current salespeople are too focused on closing deals rather than prospecting. And if follow-ups aren't happening quickly enough, leads might slip away.
That's a great point. It's often said that if a lead doesn't get a follow-up within 10 minutes, they might move on to the next option. So, having an SDR makes sure engaged leads don't fall through the cracks due to lack of follow-up.
Absolutely, Alex. But once a company decides they need an SDR, the next question is about cost. What should they expect?
The cost of hiring an SDR can vary, but in the U.S., the average salary is around $54,000, with top performers making up to $75,000. But there are other costs to think about beyond just the salary.
Right. Like training, benefits, and the necessary tools for success. And let's not forget the software costs, which can add up quickly if not managed properly.
Exactly, Zoe. Software like ZoomInfo, Salesforce, and LeadIQ are essential for SDRs but come with their own price tags. For example, Salesforce can cost $900 per user, and for a team of four SDRs, that adds up fast.
And don't forget AI SDR, which offers a comprehensive solution for $900 a month for 1,000 emails sent. Companies really need to do their homework when picking these tools to ensure they're getting the best bang for their buck.
That's a great point, Zoe. Now, when it comes to choosing between in-house and outsourced SDRs, what should companies consider?
It often comes down to flexibility versus predictability. Outsourcing can offer greater flexibility, especially during peak times like the holiday season. But in-house teams provide more predictable capacity and commitment.
And there's also a third option, which is leveraging artificial intelligence tools like AI SDR. These tools can handle routine tasks like booking meetings and sending follow-ups, often at a fraction of the cost of hiring additional staff.
That's right, Alex. AI tools can enhance SDR performance and generate cost savings, which can then be reinvested into retaining high-performing SDRs. It's about finding the right balance for your company's needs.
Absolutely, Zoe. So for our listeners, think about this. Is your current sales process optimized for efficiency, or could an AI sales assistant like AI SDR make a difference?
That's a thought-provoking question, Alex. As we wrap up, let's summarize some key takeaways for our audience. First, recognize the signs that it's time to hire an SDR, such as lack of follow-ups and a clogged sales pipeline. Next, consider the costs involved, including salaries, training, and software expenses.
And don't overlook the potential of AI tools to enhance efficiency and reduce costs. AI SDR, for example, can automate many of the routine tasks that SDRs handle, freeing up resources for more strategic activities.
Exactly, Alex. Moving forward, the most effective approach may be a hybrid model that combines human expertise with AI efficiency. AI SDRs won't replace humans, but they can be invaluable partners in driving business growth.
To see AI SDR in action and learn how it can empower your team, check out AI SDR. Thanks for joining us today, and we look forward to exploring more exciting topics with you in our next episode.